memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long ago. Now your sons have left you far, far in land. Some have sought their fortune beyond the Rio Grande. Some have gone to Boston, the Bronx or Camden Town, or to far Australia, that place of great renown.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long. I can still remember how it used to be, all alone on Echo, across from Enniskine. Then we'd go to Westport and Claremorris too, and to old Killala, that town that Humber.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory.
There we heard Memories of Mayo, sung by a man from Mayo, Frank McCafferty, and I'll tell you what, friends, I have very happy memories of Mayo. Here's Dervish, The Hungry Rock.
Thank you.
And yet here's another unusual track on this week's programme, Home and the Heartland, from a live performance. This is from Riverdance, recorded 1995, around that time. But it's beautiful. They make a wonderful sound, Anuna. Do you see what I mean by haunting sound, Anuna? And we will be hearing more of them on the programme in the future. Some time ago, I was looking for an instrumental version of this next song, and I can't find it. The melody is called The Lark in the Clear Air, and it's played wonderfully on a violin. In this case, no, you're going to say, Joe, you mean a fiddle. Well, in this case, it was a classical violin. It was done very well. I think I know who did it, but I'm not going to say anything yet till I find it. But in the meantime, here's a vocal version by Karen Dillon of the song The Lark in the Clear Air. Here she's singing, well, it says with the Ulster Orchestra, but I think it's mainly with the piano. She's singing from the hall in Belfast, the Ulster Hall in Belfast, with the Ulster Orchestra and The Lark in the Clear Air. Let's have a round of applause, please. And I think she's going to tell you a little bit about it.
Well, I have to say, I feel like a very, very lucky girl tonight to get a chance to perform here with the Ulster Orchestra and Brian Byrne. And this next song we're going to do is a song called Lark in the Clear Air. It's actually a poem. It's absolutely beautiful, and I can't believe how gorgeous it's been sounding. So I hope you like it too.
Thoughts are in my mind, and my soul, its source enchanted, as I hear the sweet lark sing in the shall hear all my fond heart longs to say. I will tell him all my love, all my song's pure adoration, and I know he will hear my voice, and he will answer me.
Lark in the Clear Air, and that was recorded in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. And we're staying in Northern Ireland for this next track, because it's played by James Galway, himself from Belfast, and Phil Coulter from Derry. The piece is entitled Farewell to County Antrim. And while we're on the subject of Ulster, just to point out that there are four provinces in Ireland. Ulster, mainly in the north, northeast, right across the northwest. Then we have Leinster, which is down the east coast and through the Midlands. Then we have Munster down in the south. And in the west, we have Connacht. So those are the four provinces. Ulster consists of nine counties. Three of the counties are in the Republic of Ireland, but the other six come under the jurisdiction of the UK. In the meantime, James Galway, Phil Coulter, Farewell to County Antrim. Thank you. Toshivagay Stockstown's Irish Lemisher Joe Bollard. Eileen Ivers there playing two pieces for us, The Kerryman's Daughter and Lord Gordon. Now, I don't know whether there was any connection between The Kerryman's Daughter and Lord Gordon, but Eileen Ivers played both of them remarkably well. Well done, that lady. Now, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, and you know the idea behind the programme, is that any track has something to do with Ireland. It might not necessarily be an Irish song. Could be an Irish singer, the song could be written by an Irish person, or it could be about Ireland. This, for instance, now we're going back, and I will be accused of doing stage Irish, as we call it here, but nevertheless, I love this song. Bing Crosby and From Finian's Rainbow, How Are Things in Glacamora?
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing, Curale. How are things in Glacamora this fine day? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sighing to relay. How are things in Glacamora this fine day?
Now, let me elaborate a little about stage Irish. We people in Ireland never, ever say Faith and Begara, or Begara and Begosh, or the top of the morning to you now. We don't say that. That comes down from movies made like by people like Barry Fitzgerald. But the greatest stage Irish movie, in my book anyway, was The Quiet Man, with John Wayne and, was it Maureen O'Hara? Oh, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it was. Now, a lot of that was stage Irish. It was aimed at the American audiences, and, well, it was a big hit here in Ireland, let's be honest about it. But in, well, certainly in the 40s and early 50s, there were lots of Irish characters in movies, and most of them played by either Barry Fitzgerald or Noel Pearsall or the like. And I'm not knocking them for what they did. They were good, entertaining movies, but you must take them for what they are. They were stage Irish, some people's idea of what the characters should be like. And you know, Irish people are not like that at all. But now, having said that, and having given you a sermon on that, I still love some of the music, particularly from The Quiet Man. There was lovely music in that. And there, from Finian's Rainbow, Bing Crosby, and How Are Things in Glacamora. The only thing that just grates on the nerves, for me anyway, is when you hear people who are not Irish acting Irish parts, trying to do Irish accents. Oh, my word. Speak to what do you call the guy from the Rolling Stones and his interpretation of Ned Kelly? Oh, my Lord. Anyway, enough of the preaching. Foster and Allen telling us all about this wonderful ship called the Irish Rover.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the Colquay of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stole several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. We had Hogan from County Tyrone. And we had Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and the chap from Westmead named Malone. We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And our man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of old Nanny Goat's tails. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million pugs and 6 million dogs, and 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hall of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and our ship lost her way in the fog. And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two, 'twas myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, and nearly tumbled over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
One of the emails I got during the week, and we did get some this week, well done, and thank you to those listeners. We'll be talking about them as we go through the programme. One listener says, I'm a new listener in the UK, and I came across Sounds Irish, and I enjoyed it. But Joe, I was listening to your accent. Could you tell me, and the rest of the listeners, of course, a little about yourself? I detect, he goes on in his email, that you have a slight English accent of some sort, sounding like somewhere in the north of England, but it's well hidden by your Irish accent. You should tell my Irish friends that. I'm in a very strange position, because when my Irish friends want to wind me up, they call me English. When my English friends want to wind me up, they call me a bog Irishman. So I'll tell you exactly. I was born in Dublin, lost my sight at the age of 2, went to school in Dublin, started my schooling in Dublin, and then at the age of 6 the family emigrated to Liverpool, and I hasten to add they brought me with them, and I was in Liverpool from the age of 6 to the age of 22 when I returned to Ireland and worked over in County Mayo in the west of Ireland for 7 years before moving to my current hometown in Bray on the east coast of Ireland. I still get across to Liverpool on occasions, and my brothers and sisters still live in England. So there you have it, hence the slight, dare I say it, slight Liverpool accent that I have. So I hope, John, that's filled in a few little details for you. Here's another John, actually. John McNally singing Mother McCree.
There's a spot in my heart which no calling may own. There's a depth in my soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life that you fill. No other can take it, no one ever will. Sure I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. Every sorrow or care in the dear days gone by was made bright by the light of the smile in your eye. Like a candle that set in a window at night, your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. Sure I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Bless you and keep you, Mother McCree.
just want to explain there that Mother McCree, McCree means of my heart, and that was John McNally. And of course, the regular listeners will know that you couldn't get through a Sounds Irish programme with Joe Bullard without a song from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And one of the unwritten rules in this little programme of ours is that once the signature tune has stopped and you begin to listen to every track, you must listen to the lyrics, because all Irish songs have wonderful lyrics. And this girl sings this lovely song called The Colours of the Wind here. And not only are the lyrics gorgeous, but so is her voice. Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
What's ever land you land on? The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Of the wind, can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come round the hidden pine trails of the forest, come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Rolling in the riches all around you, and for once, never wonder what there were. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, a hoop that never ends. How high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or whether we are white or copper skin. To paint with all the colors of the wind, you can own the earth and still all you want.